Boy, ever since The Last Dance aired, everybody's getting rid of their Michael Jordan stuff. On the phone with us from Heritage Auction House, it is Chris Narrett. Welcome back to the show, Chris. How are you, bud?
I'm good. Thanks for having me again.
And people can go to ha.com and see these items. What do you have for Michael Jordan? What's up for auction?
So we have two really cool pieces that are ending tonight at 10 p.m. Central at ha.com. They both originate from Michael Jordan's closet, basically. One is a right shoe, Air Jordan 1, size 13.5, and the other is the only known one of his baseball gloves that's ever hit auction. And the story behind these two is in late 1994, his then-wife, Juanita Jordan, she was trying to find something to buy his Airness for his 32nd birthday, which came in February of 95. And what do you buy the guy that has everything, of course? She tracked down her jeweler, and he knew of a company in Israel that made these really, really detailed molds of personal items out of solid silver. And she had an Air Jordan 1 and his baseball glove made out of silver, basically. And what we're selling is the actual item, shoe and the glove, that were used to make the silver molds or sculptures or whatever you want to call it, memento. And these are the originals, so it's pretty cool.
A solid silver Air Jordan 1 shoe. Does Michael still have that? I wonder how much that would go for.
We actually sold one years ago because she actually had 10 of each made.
10?
10, yeah. Like David Falk got one, a museum got one, a golf course got one. I believe Jordan kept two. You know, you got to make more than one if you're going to be making something so special. And they had to make this mold, which is pretty an intensive process. So at any rate, they made 10 of each, which is nothing in our industry. But we did sell a glove and a shoe years ago before The Last Dance, and I'm not even going to bore you with what they sold for because it doesn't matter. What sold before The Last Dance?
It doesn't matter.
That price is really irrelevant because prices have went up. You know, some things are 10 times what they were worth before The Last Dance. And I told you last time I was on your show, we had a pair of his cleats, which were the first cleats to ever hit auction.
Yep.
I estimated at them before The Last Dance for $5,000. They ended up selling for over $90,000.
Isn't that crazy? One show.
It is crazy.
Yeah, it changed everything. Remind me how much Michael Jordan's signature, if it's on something, how much is the signature worth?
It really depends what it's on. If you were to just say, you know, what would it be on an 8x10 photograph or something, you're looking at about $1,000. But, if you had a jersey or something like that, it's worth a lot more.
In a game-worn jersey, what is that, $200,000,
$300,000? For a photo match, late career Bulls jersey worn by Jordan, not a real special game or anything, you're looking at $150,000 to $200,000.
Oh my gosh.
But if you had an early career photo match jersey, something like that, you're looking at probably $500,000, maybe more,
How about Rodman?
It just depends. If
people remember here in Chicago, Rodman took off his jersey after every home game and threw it in the stands. How much is a Rodman jersey? Is that anywhere near anything?
Yeah, we sold one. I think I brought it up last time I was on your show. We sold one that a girl at the time, she went to Christmas Day, I think 1997 game.
Right.
And she drew a really cool caricature of Rodman with his shirt off, and he was holding a jersey in his hand on her sign that she held up. She was in the 12th row, and Rodman caught a glimpse of it during the game, went and found her after the game, 12 rows up, threw her the jersey, and we sold that. I think that sold for around $25,000, something like that.
$25,000. Jeez, man.
For Rodman.
Wow. Well,
you know, you get a Pippen, it's double that. It might be triple that. Even the guy like Steve Kerr or John Paxson or Cliff Levingston, you know, any guy that played with Michael Jordan, all their items are going up in price right now.
That's crazy. Wow. Mm-hmm. How about a Bobby Hansen jersey, game-worn jersey? What's that going for from 92?
I don't know who that is. You got to refresh my memory. I knew most of who his teammates were, but I don't know who Bobby Hansen is.
Let me tell you something about a Bobby Hansen in Game 6 of the 1992 Finals at the Chicago Stadium when the Bulls were down, I want to say, by 14 or 17 points. Bobby kept hitting those threes that brought him back in the game, and they just left him out there, and he kept hitting and hitting and brought him back.
Really?
And the Bulls ended up winning that game against Portland, and they won the championship.
Game was that? That was Game 5?
That was Game 6, man, at the Chicago Stadium.
Well, you just gave me some homework. I'm going to go turn YouTube on and go watch that. That sounds pretty good.
And I want to say that Bobby Hansen is a coach in Iowa.
Wow.
We'll check
that. Like you have something for Bobby Hansen stuff.
Right. How about that? I have nothing of Bobby Hansen. I was just at that game, and I remember it vividly like it was yesterday. But let's get back to the Jordan shoe. Chris Narrett on the phone with us from Heritage Auction. You can go to ha.com and see these items. How much is the original Jordan 1 from 1985, how much is it estimated at?
It is estimated at $50,000 plus.
Okay.
And it is at $16,000 right now, but there's over 5 hours left in the auction, and right now there's 47 people tracking the auction and 17 bids on that item and over 1,000 page views. So it's got a lot of traction going for it, but we expect it to go up a lot. That's how auctions are. I've seen so many times when the last few minutes things double, triple in value. So it's really tough to say. The glove's at 16.5 right now with a similar amount of page views and trackers and bids. So it's really tough to say what they're going to sell for. That's the fun of the auction, though.
Now, Chris, this is an investment because it's only going to go up in value, right?
Yeah, I don't think that Jordan items have hit their peak amazingly. I think some, the thing that was really cool about The Last Dance is I think a lot of people that were too young to see Jordan play live finally realize and know now that Jordan was the best ever,
right,
and better than LeBron, in my opinion. And I think that that's a pretty universal opinion. The only reason, millennials didn't think Jordan was the best and thought LeBron was because they never saw him play. But watching 10 hours of highlights and showing how, the adversity that he played through in a lot of games, I think people now realize that he is universally the GOAT for every sport. He is the best sports star ever, period.
Right.
That's my opinion, but I think a lot of others too.
Everybody listening right now would probably agree with you. So the 1985 Michael Jordan Air Jordan Wright sneaker, which is at 13.5, is estimated at $50,000. It's at around 16-something right now. How much is the...
16,000 for the shoe and 16.5 right now for the glove.
Okay, the glove is at 16.5. Now, there's people listening right now that have Michael Jordan autographed items, or how about like a basketball card? Are the cards worth anything if they're not autographed?
Yeah, the real special Michael Jordan cards are worth a ton, and they just keep going up. His 86 Fleer rookie card, card number 57 in the set, in a gem 10, they grade cards now from a 1 to 10 scale, and a PSA 10 is worth almost $100,000. Before The Last Dance, it was like $40,000 or $50,000, so it basically doubled. But there's a lot of Jordan cards that are worth money. Some of the really rare insert cards, when they started putting little chunks of the game-worn jerseys in the cards, or some that were autographed, some that show him, Kobe, and LeBron on the card, and then each player autographed of the card, they're
right
in the six-figure range. It's crazy. There's some Jordan cards that are $200,000-$400,000, and they were only made 10 years ago or less.
Oh, my gosh. That is crazy. I mean...
It is crazy.
And The Last Dance did all of this, didn't it? Man.
Well, Jordan was hot before The Last Dance. He was... In the last few years, he's kind of propelled... his memorabilia has been propelled into kind of a stratosphere that we haven't seen. And then The Last Dance hit, and it propelled it way above what we thought was even possible. But Jordan's always been hot. And that's what's really crazy about Jordan memorabilia. It was always kind of at the top. For a modern athlete, he was always at the top.
Isn't it crazy?
And The Last Dance made it worth quadruple, maybe five, six, seven times what it was just a few months ago. It's crazy.
Well, they talked about the jump brand during The Last Dance, how much it was worth back in 98 when he left the Bulls, and it's tripled since then. Since the guy
sure,
left
I'm surprised it didn't go up more than that. I mean, it's, you know, everyone still has to have their Air Jordans. They make them every year.
It's crazy.
And the cool thing about this shoe is it's the first one. You know, that the first Air Jordan will always be just a phenomenon. And to have the personal Air Jordan 1 that came right from the Jordan household is very significant.
Well, didn't they talk about these shoes? One, because he broke his ankle. Wasn't one a bigger size? He wore a size 13, but is this the 13 and a half, right?
This is the 13 and a half, and I always just thought that, you know, most humans have one foot that's a little bit bigger than the other. And I thought that was the reason, but it may have had something to do with the broken ankle. That I don't know.
Because most people aren't buying different size shoes, even though one foot is bigger than the other. But I guess...
Oh, 100%.
But if you're Michael Jordan...
But you know, and if he was extra wrapping, you know, if he's wrapping his ankle,
yeah,
you know, that definitely could have something to do with it. It would make sense.
You have a Michael Jordan signed, framed photograph for $775, the current bid. This is his dunk at the Chicago Stadium. So if someone has a...
Bring it up real quick.
Well, if someone has a signed picture of Jordan, and there's thousands in this city, and I've been to people's houses where they have it hanging on the wall. So if you have a signed
sure.
photograph by Michael Jordan, who's in the photograph, that's worth big money.
Yeah, and we estimated that at $250, and it's already at $775. So that kind of tells you. But one thing I will say is be very careful, because out of every modern autograph that's been signed in the past 20 years, there's more forgeries of Michael Jordan than anybody else.
Really?
So, unfortunately, a lot of people probably have non-authentic items of Jordan on their wall. If anyone has any question with that and wants me to give them some tips on how they can tell if it's real or not, I could definitely do that. There are third-party authenticators that can verify the autographs for you. We don't do that per se, but we hire a third party authenticator that does it.
You got your people. Hold on, we got a guy that has a question. Wayne, you have a question about a White Sox card. What is it? Wayne. I can hear Wayne, but he's not there. Curtis, you had a question. You have a, what was the rookie card?
I have a Ryan Sandberg rookie card, and I have a Kerry Wood rookie card.
Ryan Sandberg rookie card, Kerry Wood rookie card. I don't know if they're, are they signed?
The Kerry Wood one is. The Ryan Sandberg is.
Yeah. You know, not a whole lot. It depends what issue the Kerry Wood is. I assume the Ryan Sandberg is the 83 tops. If that was graded a 10, you know, you might be looking at several hundred to 1,000 possibly. I'd have to do a little research on that.
Okay.
Depends on how many there are. As far as the Kerry Wood, probably under $100. But I mean, it depends. There's some rare insert cards of all these modern issues, of card issues. So if there's, you know, there's some modern cards that they produce one of. So, you know, back in the day, there's probably 100,000 Ryan Sandberg rookie cards, but there's some of these Aaron Judge cards and things like that. They're one of ones, which is, you know, a unique card, and they're worth a lot of money.
Got it. All right. We have Wayne back. Wayne, what's your question for Chris, real quick?
Yeah, I got one of those White Sox cards when he played baseball.
A white?
You get the upper deck card from 94. Not a whole lot. They made they made hundreds of thousands of those, you know, right now, probably 20, 30 bucks, depending on the condition.
That's it?
That's it. If you have the 86 Fleer rookie card, you're looking at thousands, though.
How about the program for the Crosstown Classic, the exhibition game when Michael Jordan played at Wrigley Field?
See, that's cool. That's very cool, and there's not a lot of them. You almost never see them. You know, I can make the argument right now that might be a $500 program, maybe a little bit more. You don't ever see that program. I'd love to see it.
Damn. I think I left it at Murphy's back in 94 whenever we played.
after
the game.
I mean, to my knowledge, I don't think we've ever sold one. I just saw someone had a stub, and I think I told them about $1,000 for the stub. But that might be overestimated. The thing with the Jordan stuff right now is nobody really knows what a lot of it's worth. Yeah. Like I said, that photo that you pointed out, we estimated at $250, and it's at $775. We didn't even know.
And before you go, I mentioned this yesterday. I have a Jim McMahon. It's not a game worn, but it's a signed jockstrap. Jim McMahon, framed.
I've never praised the jockstrap, so this is a first.
Okay.
And I honestly can tell you, I don't know if it's worth more, if it's used or unused. That's crossing the line, I think. But yeah, it's a cool piece. Yeah. That's what I would like to call a sentimental value.
Chris Narrett, you can go to Heritage Auction. Find it online at ha.com. Chris, good to talk to you again, man. Thanks for coming on.
Anytime, guys. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.